Hello again. Here we are with another message in song, our scripture 104, Psalms 104, verse 33. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Singing is a tremendous thing. God has given us the opportunity to do that. I drive along in the car and sing all the time. I have some music. I put it on. I sing along with that. Very fortunate to you, for you, that you don't have to listen to me. I'm just there all alone. As I've said before, the Lord made the crows and he made the canaries. And you listen to a canary sing and it's kind of nice. You listen to me sing, it's kind of like listen to a crow. But somehow, the Lord loves to hear me sing. We have in Psalm 107, verse 25, "For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof." God is totally in charge of the storms of life. 107:29, "He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still." We look at the situation today and we hear the newscast and people who don't know what they're talking about say, "Oh, Mother Nature did this, Mother Nature did that." There's no Mother Nature. God commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind and lifteth up the waves thereof. He's angry. We've been cursing his son's name for the last 2,000 years, even though he died for mankind. Mankind uses his name as a swear word. Well, maybe he's trying to get the attention of some people. "He commandeth and raiseth up the stormy wind and lifteth up the waves thereof," and it is just nothing compared to what's coming in the tribulation period. Time for people to wake up. But also again, "He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still." Well, as Christians, we're going through storms along with everybody else. The hymn writer has said, "In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by." When my little girl was only about 2 years old, one time we were living actually in an old farmhouse. It was an old house made out of wood. And there was a tremendous storm going on outside. And all of a sudden, there was a clap of thunder that shook the dishes in the cupboard. And my little girl went to the window, put her hands on her hips and said, "That'll be enough of that nonsense." Well, as she found out now, she's over 50 years old, that there's a lot of storms in life. But let's sing along with this hymn writer. "Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky, hold me fast. Let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by."